Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. It is Dr. Shawnde Musakeem reporting to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. You know, I'm continuing with the empowerment for you, one and all of us, so we can begin to move into new directions empowered. Welcome back to Thrive Thursday, more importantly. And today we're going to talk about how to use crystals. We're using, that means we're activating, we're talking in the active sense, using crystals to activate your life and productivity. Say it ain't so. Yes, today I wanted to empower you from another part of my mind that knows and works with energy and vibrations and crystals. And you can too. And that's what today I'm going to speak about. But I'm really going to use it as a way to help you, that's the intention, calling it into the future, to jumpstart your own pathway to productivity, and in your overall life, your home, your environment. So by jump-starting it, that means that I'm going to give you 8, maybe even a couple more, crystals that can help jump-start, like a tune-up, your life, your vibrational world. And, you know, I kind of really could hear my mom in this moment, like, you're so earthy, crunchy. Like, yeah, I really am, because this stuff works. And I'm very vibrationally sensitive. And I want you to be empowered for those who are out there who are vibrationally sensitive. What can you use? How can you upgrade your life and your productivity? So we're going to go ahead and start. Rose quartz. So if you really want to reactivate what you love, like really get back to getting into your flow and, oh, I'm finding myself, rose quartz is for you. It brings about an awareness, a gentleness, an emotional healing within yourself. You just love. It's just like purity of love just comes out of you, it beams out of you. Rose quartz really helps with releasing stress, helping you to heal wounds, and it facilitates greater inner awakening. I had it in my office and I have it at home because it's really powerful at activating the heart. So if you're trying to learn how to re-love your family, re-love yourself, re-love your pets, re-love your home, whatever and wherever you want to give of your heart, this stone is for you. It's wonderful for protection and just really calming the mind, okay? And I know right now it's a little loud. All of a sudden they decided they want to do construction today. Rose quartz, So if that is for you today, if you need some love in your life, of course, we got to love what we do. And then when we love what we do, we're going to keep showing up. So that'll help productivity, right? So next, lapis lazuli, spelled L-A-P-I-S-L-A-Z-U-L-I. That stone, if you are speaking now into the airwaves, it will help you. It helps to ignite your throat chakra. It helps you to speak truth and clarity and to really open up your throat chakra, your vocals, to speak out to the universe, to activate your mode of communication in a stronger, wider way. It will help you to let go of negative thoughts. Again, I'm over here talking about lapis lazuli, L-A-P-I-S-L-A-Z-U-L-I. It will help to activate your all-seeing eye so that you can really see through to truth and speak from your higher mind. Your higher mind is going to ignite. Whenever I give speeches and I go for talks, what a lot of people don't realize is that I have lapis lazuli. So I might be scared as all get out, but I sound confident because of this stone that aligns with my throat chakra. So again, thus far, we've gone over rose quartz and lapis lazuli. So rose quartz is for whenever you want to reignite love, love your work, love yourself, love your home, whatever. Lapis lazuli, you really want to speak your truth? That's where lapis lazuli will really come in and help to open up the throat. That's right, open up that throat chakra. So next, you need some clarity in your life? Tiger's eye. You will have greater sight of perception. I felt like I got into tiger's eye too late, but it's never too late because it'll really help you to discern people, things, truth, information. You'll feel vital. You'll feel strong. It'll really give you incredible just mental clarity. It helps to carry this frequency of creation, giving birth to new things, but also being in the know of seeing in multi directions of where and how things can manifest. Tiger's eye. Get it? Tiger's eye. Ooh. Red jasper. Next, red jasper. Oh, when you are ready to ignite that fire and burn away whatever is holding you back, red jasper can really help you to step into yourself, to embrace these powerful awakenings in yourself, to find clarity, and to really walk through these fires of transformation. It really enhances your endurance and your stamina, and you just go. Red jasper, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Tourmaline. Oh, gotta say it. You know, recently I did a show about haters, lovers, rejections, and getting booted out. Well, tourmaline is, that's that stone. That's that real deal stone. When I want to keep my haters really far away, where they don't even, like, come near me, ooh, wait, I just put it in my pocket, put it in my office, put it wherever, whenever, to keep you away. So a lot of people don't even realize strategically I had stuff vibrationally laid out within my office, and you can do the same thing. You can do it in your house. You know, it's where people don't even realize it. They can't even go over the threshold. Once I put stones in certain places, it alters the vibration. So get some tourmaline when you really want to keep negativity away. If you really want psychic and physical protection, if you live in a toxic environment of people, you better get some tourmaline and put it in all directions. You know, it keeps negative and low vibration of people away. Things. It helps to clear you and your environment of imbalances. It keeps the seen and the unseen out, and it really can transmute and purify energy. You know, ooh, don't even get me started, but tourmaline is that real deal. It works. All right, next, angel light. Ah. A-N-G-E-L-I-T-E. I'm holding it in my hand right now because it is the stone that really helps me to have compassion and to communicate in a gentle way with serenity and awareness that I'm coming into my throat, coming into my third eye, and my crown is like a profusion of forces that is helping me to communicate on higher realms of understanding. And this stone also can help to facilitate a soothing meditative feeling within you and around you. It is a very meditative stone, but more importantly, it can help with general communication. So for those who have to talk to a lot of people, see a lot of people, communicate ideas, you're just going to really be embraced and in a way that the vibrations will make it a lot easier. So again, that's angelite. So just to go back over it again, we've talked about angelite, red jasper, tiger's eye, tourmaline, lapis lazuli, and we're still keeping it going. Now this other one, danubrite, D-A-N-U-B-R-I-T-E. Oh, it's just so beautiful. It's beautiful. It looks simple, but then yet it has so many layers to it. It is that stone that will bring you to freedom from stress. Lord knows we all need to be free from stress, but it'll help you to also evolve spiritually within yourself and beginning to learn where and how to be in the world. It really can bring you into a higher frequency of knowledge. I can tell you, it is something. It is just magnificent. It just moves through your brains and your temple and your third eye, your crown, where you just, it's like you just can see all things. It's like an apex that emerges on you, and your sight understands things. You have piercing knowingness that really, really comes through. So this other one that will really help you, that I use all the time. Within reason, I got to add that because it is a powerful stone. And that is hematite. Hematite, however you want to call it. Oh, baby, it grounds you. So when you want to get grounded, oh, it will really do that. It can help you really get grounded, almost too much. But when you need to get grounded, if you feel like you're just caught up in other people's emotions and other things that are just taking you too far out of yourself, it can help to ground you in this physical world. It is really the stone of unifying the energy of spirit and just being in this planet that we're on. I can tell you, I had gotten attuned within Reiki, and a friend of mine had brought over a grounding stone because I just felt like I was too far out in the ether with everything as everything was opening up. And he had told me, okay, put it up under your bed. And so I did that. And then it was just like everything about me was like, oh, no, slow. I was like, oh, no, that can't work. Oh, no, oh, no. Get that thing up under there. Get that thing out of here. That's too much hematite. So sometimes you got to be aware. Those who are vibrationally sensitive, as yours truly, you really want to be aware how big the stone. Because right now, this angelite that I'm holding, it fits in the palm of my hand. That doesn't mean it's the size of my palm of my hand. It can fit in the base of my palm, and I can close my fingers over it. And that's more than enough. It really helps me. I mean, I go for walks sometimes 2 and 3 times a day out in the park, and I just really get clarity. And I realize that I'm always carrying this angelite with me. So I always have stones around me, and I encourage it for you. Now, I wanted to come to the last one, and this is all just the beginning, because, again, it's Thrive Thursday. Whoop, whoop. It's all about taking you to the next level. The real deal crystal. That is, that was, and that will always be my game changer. And I really hope that you have stayed and listened all the way through, because I saved the best of the best of the best of the best for all. Of all the stones, this is the one that helps to activate slavery at sea, terror, sex, and sickness in the Middle Passage, that two-time award-winning book. Whoop, whoop, best book for the history of the African diaspora. Whoop, whoop, Dred Scott Freedom Award for Historical Literacy Excellence. That came because a shaman gave me a carnelian stone, and from that point forward, oh, everything was clear. My focus, my point of manifestation just went into overdrive. It gives you courage. It helps skyrocket the vitality, your sexuality, your confidence. I mean, you go into action mode. Give me the action items. It helps you to get her done. Do you hear me? It is so powerful in getting you to begin to just get it done. Major things, a whole lot of things. I'm addicted to things to do lists. I'll get to that another episode because my mother sure enough drilled that in my head. However, carnelian came at the right point in my life because it really strengthened my lines and the channels to my deeper self. So that is why people feel like I wrote it in such a way, yes, slavery at sea, where they feel like they're there. Because I understood what words and how to craft the narrative and how to make it what it is now and what it has become. Wow. Carnelian, carnelian, carnelian. And I'm going to spell it for you. C-A-N-E-L-I-A-N. Did you hear me? Carnelian. Get it in your life. You need some clarity, need some focus. You ready to manifest. You ready to find your courage. Woo-hoo. There you go. There you go. So I'm going to go back over the list. We talk about rose quartz to activate love, lapis lazuli to activate your throat chakra, tourmaline to, keep those negative people away. Get away. Tiger's eye for deeper perception and discernment. Red jasper for fire, stabilization of your own energy. Angel light to facilitate compassion and to walk in your peace and your comfort and your serenity, deeper, higher realms of understanding. And hematite for grounding and manifesting. And danubrite to be free from stress that will always be around us, but you can remove yourself from the interview room. You get what you think about, you get what you pray for, and you get that which the energy you send out and what you are holding intention for with any crystal or any moment. But you can remove yourself from that stress where mentally you can say no more. And with crystals, vibrationally, it will help you to upgrade in all the right and powerful ways. So again, today, the one and only in the world, in the wizard world, Dr. Shawande Musakim. I was here empowering you on using crystals to activate your life and tangible productivity. If I had had more space, I would have put tangible because I'm all about manifestation. Look, we got a moon in Taurus. Ain't it time for you to go manifest? Thrive Thursday. That's what it's about. We're thinking about the week ahead, tomorrow, yesterday. What did we learn? And how can you use crystals to really go to another level, to, again, jumpstart the pathway to productivity in your overall life. And today I was speaking from my own experiences, but more importantly, I gave you crystals so you could be in the know, so you can know even more, and then you can activate that knowledge, and then you can see and learn and thrive from what you understand and moving forward with what you love. It worked for me. I really have been super productive on this side and many sides of the brain, but I mean, I come from two geniuses, so they showed me how to manifest within there where there's the long term, even longer beyond the moment, and that's what all of this is about. Using crystals can help activate the long term, whether we're cleansing our environment or we're beginning to speak truth to the future. We're beginning to heal from the wounds of the past. Whatever you need, crystals, they are vibrations, they are energy, and they are there for you to work with. You can order them online and get it right to your house and your door. But trust your heart, trust your intuition on what you need. But I know most of all you need some carnelian in your life, because if I could sort of have carnelian all around me all day, head to toe all around, I would, because that stuff works. So again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Musakim, and today I was reporting live from St. Louis, Missouri, to empower you. That's what all this is about, to empower you on how to take your life to the next level and most of all to be productive. And we talked about at least 9-10 crystals, rose quartz, carnelian, lapis lazuli, tourmaline, tiger's eye, red jasper, angelite, hematite, and Danny Bright. May your days be bright. May the light be ever around you. And may you be drawn to the crystals that will take you to the next level and be what? Productive, baby. All right, thank you again. And you just thrive on. Today might be Thursday, or today might be any day, or whatever time that it is that you are listening. But may you thrive on, because everything that around us is vibrational, and it is all in where and how we choose to thrive. And again, I am the one and only Dr. Shwanda Newskin, and I was empowering you and all of us on Pride Thursday. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.